everything in this life is temporary, and it will at some point come to a conclusion. But your salvation is eternal, never ending. Oh my God. We're so blessed, as I've said to you many times. Who preaches from this pulpit is not important. What is preached from this pulpit is ultra important. Let us set prayerfully now as we receive Deacon Howard, Gavin, and I don't ever even check with the ministry to see what they're preaching. Amen. I know it's from the Grace Covenant. And if it's from the Grace Covenant, it is the Grace Message. And if it's the Grace Message, it is the message of liberation and freedom. Let us set now prayerfully as the heart shall be blessed as we receive today's message with very hearty amen.
We say grace and peace to the household of faith, and we certainly praise God for being back again before you. I must say that every time the pastor preaches, I want to preach. That's just the way the Holy Spirit gives it, the content and the blessedness of the message. So before we move forward, let us pray to God for his blessings upon these proceedings. Now, righteous God, our Father, Lord, we thank you for this worship service thus far. We thank you, Lord, for all those that you've decreed to be here. They are here. And Lord, we pray, Savior, that in their being here, Lord, you would illuminate and enlighten the minds and hearts. Severally, of course, Lord, even as you have decreed. We're not all of the same reception because you haven't decreed it such. But Lord, bless these. Bless us in comprehension and understanding. Bless those, Lord, that are not with us, those that are abroad, that are listening in. Lord God, bless them, that we all be settled, know and understand who we are, what we have. To thy glory, praise, and honor, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Won't you turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the third chapter. Ephesians chapter 3. I have a longer context than verses 1 through 5, but I'm going to ask Elder Nicholson, who's our designated reader, I'm going to ask him to get Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 5. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And Elder, we're going to read it from the King James Version. And afterward, I want you, well, I'm going to be in Ephesians 2 after that. I was so elated in the Sunday school this morning, and as I was in back listening to Pastor, and even while I came out here, he was talking about the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures. Now that those are directives in our gospel. I said, my God, if you keep on, I should have taped, because it's almost verbatim. But certainly, the Holy Spirit has his different vessels that he uses, and he will cause one thing to be spoken through Pastor, and who's our feeder teacher, and he'll have another, conveyed another way from us. But I want to impress upon your minds today from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. the exclusive authority for the Grace Church, the body of Christ, is the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures given to the Apostle Paul. Let me say that again. The exclusive authority for the Grace Church, which is the body of Christ, is the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures as given to the Apostle Paul. Elder, why don't you begin reading at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. You can do it from the King James Version, because I'm going to stay within that section.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes.
For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles.
Now, when he said for this cause, that means that he is leading, going on because of something else said, and we'll see what that is shortly. All right?
If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, or...
If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me, to you, or...
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words.
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Read.
Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
In the mystery that belongs to Christ. All right.
Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men.
Yes.
As now revealed.
And is now revealed.
Unto his apostles, holy apostles.
To his holy apostles.
And prophets.
And prophets.
By the Spirit.
By the Spirit. Now here's one thing I want to clear up now, because I may not make it back there later. In verse 5, when he said, as is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, he is not talking about the kingdom apostles. Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and all that bunch. He is speaking of the grace apostles. Timothy, Titus, Silas, and others. Look at Acts 14:14. If you want to check out where there are other apostles other than Peter, James, and John and the rest of the 12, and Acts 15:32, if you want to check out that there are other prophets. And he's certainly not talking about the Old Testament prophets. Talking about the Grace Testament prophets.
Yes.
Again, the exclusive authority. Now that word exclusive means single or sole, or you could say only. Authority, that which is in charge, that which takes precedence, that which has control. So, we could say the single authority for the Grace Church is the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures given to Paul. We could say the sole authority for the Grace Church, the body of Christ, for the grace are the grace dispensational covenant scriptures. Or we could say the only authority for the Grace Church, the body of Christ, is the grace dispensational covenantal scriptures as given to the Apostle Paul. Bear with me. The overwhelming and predominant cause of the disagreement and mass confusion among individual believers, Christian groups, and denominations today can be traced primarily to any one of those I mentioned, or all of those I mentioned, not rightly dividing the Bible according to dispensation and covenantal arrangements or guidelines. Secondly, they not properly exegeting the scriptures, especially Paul's writings, Romans through Hebrews, using the threefold method of scriptural exegesis: historical, contextual, taken into context and not just picking one verse out and running with it, and grammatical. Historically, know where you're speaking from and who is being addressed, and the grammar. Bible was not originally written in English. It was translated in English, and it was translated by those that already had a prescribed religious persuasion. No, these principles and methods were not designed nor given of God to give, produce, nor lead one into salvation, that is, eternal life. Election is how we are saved. We don't get saved. We were chosen in Him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world. But rather, as God eternally, these are God's eternal enabled means through the Holy Spirit, His enlightenment, that we are not under, nor our directives, that is the church, the body of Christ, the grace church, the body of Christ, our directives are not found in any of the previous five dispensations and covenants, nor the one future dispensation and covenant. Our directives are only found in the grace gospel epistles that were given to the Apostle Paul. That's where our directives are. Now let's clear this up. You say, well, brother, what are directives? Exactly. What are directives? Directives are orders or instructions telling us what to do, how to do it, where to go, what to expect or to look for, where we are, what's ours. You don't go in the Old Testament scriptures looking for what's yours. And as I said before, the devil doesn't have your stuff, none of it. Our stuff is in Christ. All of it is in Christ, secure. Directives tell us what's ours, where it is, and when do we, or for us better, when did we get it? We didn't get it in time. Read Ephesians 1 and 3. All that's ours, all that belongs to us, not that just that which is for our teaching. Yes, I'm referring to Romans 15 and 4. The Greek word regarding the things written aforetime is not, that Greek word is not learning. The things written aforetime in the Old Testament scriptures are not for our learning. That Greek word is teaching. So that we'll know what to teach and what not to teach. Check it out. Only the grace dispensational and covenantal scriptures, the mystery, was given or revealed exclusively to the Apostle Paul, not the Apostle Paul and them. exclusively to the Apostle Paul by our Lord Jesus Christ to inform us and to direct us and encourage us while we're passing through time and physicality. There, in the grace covenantal scriptures, we'll find who we are or whose we are. We'll find what's really ours. It's in Ephesians 1 and 3. Each and every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies and the heavenlies are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Everything in time and in physicality is on loan to us. It's not truly ours. We can only hold on to it as long as we have physical life. Then we give it up for our consciousness to resonate with what was ours all the time. What's abiding? I don't care how much we try to resonate with relationships, with jobs, with careers, with positions, with things, with hobbies. It's all temporary. Every bit of it. Every relationship. Everything that we're involved with while we're in the flesh is temporary.
Amen.
We'll also find out what's really ours and where it is. It's in Christ. Each and every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Everyone. All of them in the heavenlies, in Christ. That's what's ours. So when we are out of here in time and manifestation, we in consciousness and in, are able to embrace that which is truly ours. And as Pastor said, it can't be challenged. It can't come to an end. The peace that's there can't be challenged. It can't be dissipated, never lost, never gone. But everything in time and in physicality and in creation, it has a time limit on it, including ourselves in the flesh. Praise God. All right, Elder. Before we go into verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 3, I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 2. And begin reading at verse 11. And we'll see how and why or how Paul led into chapter 3, verse 1, or the first verse there, in saying, of this, or this is what that means. Begin reading at chapter 2. Verse 11, and let us see what our manifested, I'm careful to use certain terms, our manifested lot, not our actualized lot, that which is real, that is that which shall not perish, that is that which is eternal, our actualized lot. But we're going to begin reading what our manifested lot in creation in time, in physicality, in the flesh, was before we found out who we really, truly were. Excuse me, were and are. Hallelujah. Elder, begin reading. Ephesians 2 and 11.
Ephesians chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 11.
Yes.
Wherefore, remember.
Remember.
That ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Who are called uncircumcision.
Called uncircumcision. The Jews had the right and sign of circumcision. The Gentiles did not. Okay. It was a symbol of their allegiance and affection, or rather their being in God. Or the people of God. All right. Read it.
Called uncircumcision.
By that which is
called the circumcision, in the flesh
made by hand. They called us the uncircumcision. The circumcision, the Jews, Israel, called us the uncircumcision. Now here's our lot again. What?
That at that time...
At that time, in manifestation, not actualization, this is the way it was manifested or showed in time in physicality. This is the way it appeared. All right? At that time, we were what?
Ye were without Christ.
In manifestation. Uh-huh.
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
We sure were.
And strangers from the covenants of promise.
Yep.
Having no hope.
Ooh.
And without God.
Having no hope and without God, where?
In the world.
In the world. That is the way it was manifested to us. We didn't have the covenants that Israel had, so we were not a people, manifestation-wise. But that's not the totality of the thing. All right, verse 13.
But now in Christ Jesus.
But now in Christ Jesus.
Ye who sometimes were far off.
Ye who sometimes were afar off.
Are made nigh by the blood of Jesus, or by the blood of Christ.
Now let me clear up something here. None of this, us being aliens, us being made nigh by the blood of Christ. None of these are in time workings of God. They are not in time. Us being aliens, God decreed it in eternity that in time we would be manifested, alienated from Him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It's in what we call the word being aliens in what we call the perfect tense, and it's in the passive voice. The perfect tense is a completed action with ongoing results. The passive voice is that you didn't do it. It was done to you.
That's right. Amen.
We don't get saved. We were saved.
Amen.
In eternity.
Amen.
We always belong to the Lord. But
amen.
For God's purpose in creating time and physicality, this is how it looked. So much for looking. We got to watch what we look at. We cannot make true and proper assessments based on what we are looking at. We have to make them according to God's word. The truth of the matter. All right, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off were in eternity. Aorist indicative. It was completed before creation. Before the stars, before the universe, before the galaxies. And if there was a big bang, before the bang.
Amen.
We were made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Oh, my Lord.
You've heard pastor say, we were never in any detriment.
Amen.
We just didn't know it.
Amen.
Don't you worry about the people in communist countries. Oh my God, if they don't hear the gospel, they won't be saved. Don't you worry about the babe that was never able to confess Christ. Through election or eternal election, all that are his were his before creation.
Amen.
And definitely before flesh.
Amen.
Before physicality.
Amen.
Perfect tense. Aorist indicative.
Amen.
Completed action. Let me take this further. Everything, as we have heard preached and we've been taught, that is on the matrix. All the events, all the happenings, all the circumstances. In other words, everything that's transpiring in our life, everything we're involved with, everything we are connected with, everything is already done.
Amen.
Everything is already completed.
Our entrance into time and physicality, our exit out of time and physicality is already done.
Amen.
It's finished. Amen. It just has not yet been manifested.
Amen.
Creation, it has the inference that everything already is.
Amen.
Creation. God has created everything, every circumstance. Where you going to work? Where you going to live? How long you going to live there? Who you going to marry? What is going to remain? Who your friends going to be? Who you going to like? Who you going to dislike? Let me bring this down into another example. In the making of a movie, this is a crude, end-time, fleshly, human example. In the making of a movie, I used it when Avatar came out. The producer and his crew made the movie on paper or in their minds. What color the creatures were going to be, whether they were going to be red or blue. They determined that there was going to be a tree. They determined that the tree would be blown up. They determined that the guy would ultimately be blue. How it would begin, how it would proceed, and how it would end. Now, how much more the Creator God in His creation.
Amen.
Everything that we are going through in time and physicality is only manifestation. As Mother Goodloe Johnson said, Pastor, did you teach us that it was already done? Everything's already done. It's finished.
Amen.
Everything is done.
Amen.
It's completed.
Amen.
And the scripture tells us that we are having been completed in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't you worry your head about getting out of Christ or losing your salvation.
Man.
Don't you know how despicable God knows that I can be? See, you thought I was going to say you. Don't you know God knows that? How did evil get into creation?
Man.
The Creator had to bring it in or create it.
Man.
How do you think sin gets into creation or being? God had to create it and bring it in.
Man.
Everything, every event, the seen, Colossians 1, 16 and 17, the seen and the unseen, the visible and the invisible, all things were created by Him.
Amen.
All, the all.
Amen.
Were created by Him.
Amen.
For Him. And in Him, the all consists. It's held together. It's
Amen.
Enabled. Everything.
Amen.
The air. It's physical. In spirit, you don't need no air. Glory to God. As I said before, we connect with physicality. We resonate with physicality to the five senses. The five physical senses. When we are out of here, the senses stay in time in physicality. We no longer need them in spirituality.
Amen.
They have no place, no purpose, no need, no use. Now, He said, for He is our peace. Verse 14, who hath made eternally both one and broken down eternally. It was decreed eternally, the middle wall of partition between us. And on the basis of our lot before in manifestation, Paul leads into the basis here of his writing and showing what was given to him and for him. Now I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 in the exegesis. In regards to that, he says, of this, or this is what it means. For the sake of, you could say for the sake of, or for this reason, or you could even say therefore. Paul is fixing to enlighten the Gentiles, the members of the body of Christ. The scriptures were not given to save us. We were saved in eternity. The scriptures were given to enlighten us,
yes,
inform us, and correct us and mature us so we could resonate,
yes,
with our eternal inheritance and heritage. Of this, for the sake of, or for the this reason, I, Paul, the apostle, the prisoner of the Christ Jesus. Now here Paul is sitting in a Roman prison, writing this letter, and on it, he said, he in prison, but okay, I'm a prisoner of Christ Jesus. That leads me into something. God help us to comprehend, to grasp, to receive that irregardless of what is happening around us, what is happening to us, what is happening regarding us, that is not the real deal. That is only manifestation for God's purpose for a time, in time. The real deal, the bottom line is, we are members of the body of Christ. Bottom line. We're members. Eternally. Eternally. I don't care what it is. It has a beginning and it has an ending. But our eternal inheritance, who we are in Christ. So, let's pay our bills. Let's take care of business. Let's do chores. Let's visit. Let's socialize. Let's do all that. Let's pursue our careers. That's my daughter sitting back there. She just started now. This one up here is not to the end or at the end. Praise God. But it is not what we are truly ultimately about. Our all, everything that we are, our life is Christ.
Yes.
Our very existence is Christ.
Yes.
We're just passing through all of it.
Yes.
Every bit of it. No matter how it affects us, and it can affect us less if we resonate with who we are and know that it is there, whatever it is, for purpose. For purpose. It has no bearing, no effect on our eternal being beloved and in Christ Jesus. All right. Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. For, and I want you to get this. This means, this is the genitive case. It means possession of ownership or ownership. For or in behalf of. I want you to see what we got going for us. This is, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. For the sake of. In behalf of. In favor of. About or concerning you. God has taken care of business regarding us, the nation people, who were manifestly pagans. We were non-Jews. We were heathens and unbelievers in manifestation. If indeed, verse 2, or better, since ye, that ye is a Greek particle, to add emphasis to the word it's associated with that's coming up. Since, or surely since, ye have heard. Now I told you everything is already done. Already done. God, all, Everything we are involved with, associated with, is already determined of God. How much trouble we get into, how we get out of it or don't get out of it, how we mess up, how much we mess up, how long we mess up, it's already determined of God. All of it. Everything is finished. Just like that movie. They put the movie together and stuff back, and then when they send it to the big screen, it's shown. It's manifested. But it already is in existence. But we see it. Same thing with manifestation. God's decree has determined everything in existence, in creation. All we are doing is witnessing and going through it. Praise God. So let's don't resonate with the manifestation. Let's resonate and embrace the actualization. Our eternal relationship and sonship in Christ Jesus. That's what we want to resonate with. Yeah. All of it's going to leave. I don't care what it is. Somebody bothered me. You just don't know. It's going to be over. You don't know what they're trying to do to me. It's going in. They stabbed me in my... God allowed it. He determined it. It's not going to do you in... Praise God. I mean, your ultimate welfare and being is for a purpose. You're going to be rejoicing with it when God resonates or take your conscience out of time eternally. You're going to be rejoicing. Look what he brought me through. Look what he brought me through. Praise God. If indeed ye have heard, this is indicative errors. Their hearing. Our hearing is already determined. So, saints, if you've been talking to your co-worker for a year or two and they just don't seem to get it, they still say you got to be baptized in whatever name, don't worry about it. There is, has not been manifested for them to receive this understanding. It might not be unto them. The Holy Spirit gives severally gifts to whomsoever he will. Yes. If you have received comprehension, praise God. If you don't have much comprehension as your spouse or your cousin, it wasn't given. Don't get the Peter syndrome. And Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. And then he started walking away, and Pete saw John standing over. Lord, what about this man? If I will that Jesus turn, if I will that he tarry till I come, what's that to you? Feed my sheep. That's what I told you. Don't worry if you, it don't resonate with you like others, or others, it don't resonate with them like you. God has determined measurably to whosoever he has willed. Amen. I've been taught I'm not to worry about who get this. I'm supposed to preach it. Tell it like it is. Rightly divided, properly exegeted. If you've heard the dispensation is the economy, the management of a household. It's a task, a work, but not your task and not your work. It is God's task and work, the dispensation. It's a responsibility, not your responsibility. It's God's responsibility. Of the grace. And here's that lovely, wonderful, precious term, grace. You're in the grace dispensation. You're under the gospel of grace. Grace is unmerited favor, undeserved kindness. It's mercy. It's goodwill. It's a blessing. It's a gift. It's graciousness. You can't mess up enough to get out of God. You can't do it. Now, don't go out and try. God has determined. But you're not keeping yourselves. You're not keeping yourself. God keeps us. He overrules our depravity.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit has revealed unto us that we belong to him. You can't get away from it. It's going to show up like leaks in a boat, as the analogy pastor used. It's going to show up sooner or later that you belong to God. God's going to see that it show up. If this is determined of him, praise him. All right. That of God that was given, aorist tense and passive voice, was given to me. And I'm going to cut off here in a minute. I'm not going to even try to finish this. Paul said, it was given to me for you. Now, my subject matter, the exclusive, the single, the sole authority for the Grace Church, the body of Christ, is the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures given to the Apostle Paul. I'm finna prove it again. I said contextually, grammatically, and historically. It was given me to me for you. Me is in what we call the dative case. Paul said it was given, aorist tense. I had nothing to do with it. What I was doing was killing Christians and running them down, persecuting them. But I was arrested of God because that was not what I was supposed to ultimately continue doing. For a while, but not ultimately continue. It was given me, it's the dative case. You have two aspects of the dative case. You have the instrumental, which is by means of, and you have the locative case, which is in the sphere of. It certainly wasn't by Paul's means. It wasn't by his means. It was in the sphere of what was assigned to him or committed unto him. Like your stuff, your life, like it or not, it was assigned to you. You have a course. What do you think with a course? You follow a prescribed route. You don't run all over the place. A prescribed route. Paul said, I finished my course. It was in the sphere of Paul for the Gentiles, the members of the body of Christ, predominantly Gentiles, some Jews also, but predominantly Gentiles. Now, for, I said the others in the dative case is locative, it was in the sphere of what was assigned to Paul. The next one is the accusative case. The accusative case is the direct object. It was given, assigned to me in this sphere, for accusative case, direct object, you, members of the body of Christ. The Old Testament scriptures are not your gospel. The kingdom gospel is not your directives. Else what you going to do when you get to only the pure in heart shall see God? What are you going to do then? I'm sorry. You pure. Praise God. Our Father which art in heaven, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth. The prayer is like the dispensation and the gospel. The recipients of that gospel and in that dispensation, they are looking for a kingdom to come. All our blessings, our abode, is in the heavens in Christ. Yes. It's certainly not in a boat in the dispensation committed to Noah. In regards to what you heard, God is not going to bring a Garden of Eden on the earth, not even in America. And this is not a holy nation. It's made up of sinners. And what do sinners do? Praise God. I'm going to cut off here. The exclusive authority for the Grace Church, which is the body of Christ, is the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures, as Paul said, was given to me, dative case, in the sphere of accusative case, direct object, not just anybody, direct object for you, those he was writing to, predominantly Gentiles, members of the body of Christ. So saints, these are our directives. All of the Bible is for our benefit, for corroboration or confirmation of something we want confirmed in our spirit. You can go there and see God's faithfulness, see his dedication and his love to his elect. But your marching orders, your directives telling you who you are, what you have, what you got, are not there. They're in the grace covenantal scriptures. And we're going to leave the word of God right there with you. God bless.
Oh, hallelujah.